Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how not to allow work to take over your life. This was a great question that someone on Quora, a forum where people all over the world can ask questions and other people can answer them. And I love this question because so many people do put so many hours into their work and then they wonder why they don't have happiness or fulfillment. And I know especially with people in the middle of their careers working to go up the ladder, sometimes they're going up the wrong side of the building doing work they don't even enjoy. That being as it may, in order to have a happy, healthy life, one needs to have time for things other than just work. That's right. There's a million and one things that people can do to bring other types of stimulation into their lives. I know many years ago when I was an art model, one of the things that I loved was seeing people in the art classes, learning how to draw, paint, sculpt, whatever, who were accountants or lawyers, people who are using the other side of their mind, the left brain more than the right brain, to do their work so that they could kind of equalize the way the brain was processing stuff. And it was wonderful. So you can always take classes. There's many online classes that you can take, although I would suggest that you get off the computer when you're not at work. Probably spend more than enough time staring at one at your job, for most people anyway. There's something called nature out there. Sometimes just getting out into nature is a lovely thing to do. I have a friend who has hiked almost every mountain in New Hampshire over the past few years. And though she does it with friends sometimes, I think she does it alone sometimes too, for a solitary type of experience. There's also all kinds of museums and places that people can attend. There's lectures. There's so many things that people can do. I know one of the things I love to do when I was out in California, there was a hospital that was pretty close to where I lived. And they did a lot of very interesting seminars on addictions, even by world famous lecturers. It was wonderful. I got to meet these people that I'd read about for years and years and learned about. How cool is that? And then there's also family and friends. Now, if you have a healthy family and you enjoy them, by all means, spend time with them. I just moved really close to my youngest sister, about 20 minutes away from her, and we're just enjoying going out and just doing stuff. Nothing exciting. It was so funny. We went out to the store just to buy some stuff at Trader Joe's, and she was just so excited to have me there to go do that normal, boring stuff. You know, it made it more fun. So you don't even have to do anything super-duper exciting or anything expensive. It's just being with people that you want to be with, right? And just enjoying a good time. And we always have a good time. So it was lovely. And friends. You know, I have like so many questions on Quora about loneliness and feeling alone and not being able to relate to people. Look, you have to get out and meet people by doing things you enjoy doing. Go to some meetups and meet people with similar interests as yours. I have one friend who met her husband at an art exhibit, I believe, in one of the museums in New York City. I mean, really, truly, the less you look, the more you're going to be likely to find the person that you're going to be with. I mean, the person I'm living with now, I met at a hypnosis convention back in 2005, right? I wasn't looking to meet anyone special for any period of time or anything. It just kind of happened. So just let things organically unfold for you. And understand that we do need some things like exercise. I love going over to my health club. Now, I hate exercise, okay? I really do. It bores me to death. Sitting at those weight machines, I really don't like them. I'm really uncoordinated, so doing Pilates and yoga is really hard for me. But when I do it, my core is really good. Unfortunately, my core is not so good right now. I have to work on it. But that being as it may, I do know that when I put in the effort, it works out really great. And that jacuzzi, oh my God, I do all kinds of stretching and stuff in there, and flexibility and the warm water. The jacuzzi that is at the health club that I'm at now is big enough for me to do that, thank God. And that makes it worth going through the torture and the boredom of the other stuff, really. So, I want you to get out there, find things that you enjoy doing, with people that you enjoy doing them with, and if you don't have enough people to enjoy doing them with, go to a meetup, go to an exhibit, go to a seminar, I don't care where you go. Just get out of your house and go find some people with like minds and get on with your life. Because let me tell you something. This is what is important in life. Those moments that you remember being with people and doing things that are memorable for a good reason, for a positive reason. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.